If I'm going to call our meeting to order on this September 5th at 2 o'clock. And the first item on the agenda is approving the minutes from our August 15th meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I'll second it. So it's been moved and seconded. Is there any friendly amendments, corrections, updates? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is approving our loan portfolio. Today we have 7 loans at $2.8 million. I move to approve the loans.
I second.
We will, it's been moved and seconded, so we'll open it up to our Chief Financial Officer, Rich, to talk us through the loans that we're reviewing today.
You know, we have a number of bread and butter loans, Sarah, including 5 loans that are for vehicles or road work. There are 2 that are a little unusual. The Village of Raymond borrowed money for planning services. They actually have a number of projects on the horizon, you know, including water facilities, wastewater facilities, future land use of the I-94 corridor there, and they're planning a potential TID district too. And so they spent some money with an engineering firm to help them with those planning ideas. And then the School of Greendale is borrowing money to renovate their special education areas and some curriculum expenses. But that's all I really have to say about the loans today. Are there any questions?
Any questions from the commissioners?
None for me.
Thanks, John. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved, and we have no old business, and we have 1 item under new business, which is discussing a land lease for submerged land that we currently have to potentially amend for the city of Ashland. If there's no objections, I would like to suspend the rules so Tom can walk us through exactly what this land lease amendments entail.
I'd love to keep this as...
Great. There's no objection. Tom, the floor is yours.
I'd love to keep this as short as Rich did, but unfortunately, I think I'm going to fail a little bit here. From the 20,000-foot level, the state holds the beds of lakes in trust for the citizens of the state, pursuant to Article 9 of the Constitution. However, state law does allow that under certain limited circumstances, fill and improvements can be placed upon the lake bed, but the riparian or waterfront owner must have either a submerged land lease or a lake bed grant. DCPL has been the leasing agent for the state for several decades on these matters. But note, this is ancillary to our mission to manage trust assets, as the lease rents go to the general fund, not any of the 4 trust funds we manage. So our leasing authority is limited to the riparian owner for certain bodies of water, for limited periods of time, and for limited purposes. I try my best not to overcomplicate matters that we bring to the board, which is why for many transactions, we don't have a separate summary and a separate resolution, but rather roll the whole transaction description up into the resolution. However, the Ashland submerged land lease case was more complicated than most, and therefore we have included a separate summary for the board. As virtually all of the Ashland waterfront involves filled lake bed, it's very hard to keep the different areas separate, and staff reached a point where it just made more sense to consolidate some of the areas together for consideration and for administration. In any event, we had previously completed a couple of submerged land leases with the city of Ashland And as they moved forward with getting other areas surveyed and obtaining clear title to the upland and obtaining regulatory approval from the DNR, it made more sense to amend those prior leases to include the additional areas rather than create several new leases. So, as the city is making these areas open to the public, staff do not propose charging a rental rate that would be commensurate with the fair market value of the property, but rather charge a much lesser sum that corresponds more closely with the cost of administrating the leases into the future. And so at this point in time, we're asking for board approval to amend the existing leases to include the additional areas that are set forth on the survey descriptions and the maps in the board packet, and to slightly amend the annual rental rate and administration fee for one of the leases. That's the 20,000 foot view of everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Any questions for Tom?
I have a question about the rental rate. Is that consistent what you're proposing with what we would do or have done in other circumstances?
Yes. So in other circumstances, we are charging somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 a year. But as we're combining all these into just two leases, in essence, what we're doing is saying, okay, for one, we're going to keep it at 200. The other one has got more complicating factors into it, and that's why it's 500. And so, yes, it's consistent with what we've done in other situations.
Tom, were there any concerns from the city of Ashland about putting this all together?
No, from their standpoint, they actually liked the idea of consolidating it because it was almost as hard for them to keep track of all the different pieces as it was for us.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, how long do these leases go for? I mean, if they're consolidated and everything, is it all the same then?
Yes. And so we can lease for up to 50 years. And so generally that's how long we run these leases for out into the future.
Am I right?
I was going to say, so you're saying we probably won't need to redo this while we're here.
I fervently hope not. There is one other area that they haven't, they have not yet cleared all the title issues up with. And so there is a possibility that they could be bringing another area in here yet.
I was just going to ask, am I right in remembering that maybe a couple of years ago we approved something similar, maybe in the Manitowoc or Sheboygan area?
Manitowoc.
We had done one up in Two Rivers, I believe that was during your term. And I believe we had actually done one of the Ashland ones, the second Ashland one, during your first term in office as well. But I think that one was 2019, if I'm not mistaken.
My recollection, at least with the Trivers one, is that it was a similar approach.
Yes.
In terms of the rent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When we are leasing to a private entity that intends on keeping the public out, for example, Fraser Shipyards up in Superior comes to mind. It is clearly a navigation improvement purpose. If you're having a shipyard that's going to service ships that are plying the Great Lakes, yes, that is a permissible purpose, but they are keeping the public out of there. And therefore, we seek to lease those areas for what the fair market value is for that. However, it's not easy to determine that because of the fact it's not just the fair market value of property located there. It's fair market property with very limited zoning. Because remember, we cannot lease for condos, we cannot lease for the types of things that would bring the highest in, amount of rental income, it's got to be navigation or harbor improvement related. So.
Those are all the questions I had. Thank you.
Thank you.
John, any other questions for Tom or the team?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Well, then I will make a motion that the board approves amending the submerged land leases with the City of Ashland as captured on page 14 of our packet.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any other questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The motion is approved. And then moving on to routine business, Chief Investment Officer's report. I think, Rich, you said you have nothing, but you're on mute. But I think that's what your lips were telling the group.
You're good at that, Sarah. I that's exactly what I said. I have nothing for today. Thanks.
Yeah. Great. Tom, the Executive Secretary's report.
Rich has set such a fine example for today that who would I be to differ from that path? So I will defer to the next meeting for a report as well.
I mean, I think Rich is also setting a really great example for me. And so I will also defer to the next meeting. So nothing to report today. Are there any future agenda items for our next meeting? All right, see none. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Aye, Sarah. Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.
Take care.
Have a good week, guys. Everyone.
What color shirt next week or next time? Bye, Tom.
I'll get you a memo, John. Take care.